Bomba cloud, shoot up on fire, man.
Yo, cyber. Yo, cyber.
Wow.
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 Hell no.
Yo, what's up? What's up? What's up? What's happening? What is happening? What is going on with y'all? And today on Cyber Shot Podcast, check it out, man. Special shout out to WKRP in Cincinnati, very own Dr. Johnny Fever. That's right, Dr. Johnny Fever. Yo, check this out. Way before the days of the internet, YouTube, TikTok, I was about to say shitter. Twitter. No. I like Twitter, man. Twitter's cool. Apps TV, all these crazy apps. You know what I'm saying? When I was young, there was this show that I always waited for to come on called WKRP in Cincinnati. Alright, here we go, here we go. Welcome to WKRP in Cybernatty. That's right, and I am your host, Venus Flytrap. Yo, shout out to Patrick, who live on the planet. We live on the planet, man, a.k.a. Dr. Johnny Fever. Not the real Johnny Fever, but to me, he's Johnny Fever. You know what I'm saying? Great show, great content. And I'm kicking ass on Apple Podcasts. He's up there. Hey, man, he's up there in the ranking. Shout out to Patrick, man. Now, check this out. Cut that. Fade it out. There we go. Now, check this out. When I first started podcasting, right? Is that fire alarm? Is that the battery in the fire alarm? Hold up. No, I'm hearing shit. But anyway, in the technology that we're living in today, right? You know what I'm saying? Everybody has push button technology. You know what I'm saying? Just like that. You can start a podcast. You can do, I'm about to say a Bluetooth. What's going on with me, man? You can start a Bluetooth today. That's right. A Bluetooth. But anyway, man, social media is right at your fingertips. You know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful thing, man. And we're really all just getting started at this social media type of thing. That's right. It may seem like, you know, it's been around forever, but nah, we're just at the tip of the iceberg. You know what I'm saying? Shit, look how long the automobile's been around. It simply keeps evolving. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, back to the youth. That's right. Back to the youth. Check this out. I can remember being younger, right? On a cold ass North Carolina day. Yeah, I know. You live in Canada. You stay in New York. You stay in Rhode Island. You stay in Connecticut or Michigan. It's cold as fuck out there. All right, I get it. I'm talking about when I stayed in North Carolina. 19 degrees to me is cold. You know what I'm saying? Maybe not to you. 19 degrees is cold. I'm not going outside. But anyway, there was this cool-ass TV show called WKRP in Cincinnati. You know what I'm saying? They had the microphones. They had the headphones. They had the two turntables, and it was a radio station. At the time, I could kind of understand the shenanigans that were going on. But over the years, as I've been podcasting, I look back at that show. I'm like, yo, that had to be a blast to make that show, man. I mean, the characters came to life, you know what I'm saying, during the 70s. Was it 77 to 82, something like that? I can't quite remember, something like that. But anyway, it was one of my favorite shows, man. And when it was cold outside, you know what I'm saying? And nobody wanted to go outside and play. You know why? Because your ass was on your best behavior. Because you did not want to hear go outside. Oh, hell no. Motherfuckers cleaning up rooms and shit, doing dishes, doing homework and shit, every damn thing. No, hell no. I don't want to go outside. It's cold as fuck out here. I ain't trying to go outside. What you need me to do? Fuck that. But anyway, I would always get everything ready for WKRP in Cincinnati when it came on. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, for those of you who listen to me, you heard this story before, man. I used to get milk crates. Me and my crew used to get milk crates and shit, man, and set them up like a radio station and get a mop stick and break it and pretend like we had microphones, you know what I'm saying, and actually do I was about to say an internet radio station, and oh shit. Cybershot Podcast, take two. Yeah, so anyway, that's what we used to do, you know what I'm saying? And I can remember, you know, sometimes we'd be over there. You know, you might have been over somebody's house, you know, back in the day. Yo, you staying at your cousin's house or whatever, you know, some shit like that. You know, eventually you would have some more people to watch WKRP in Cincinnati with you, you know what I'm saying? So I remember this one time, man, we were like, I don't know, we were young. And we was like, yo, look at that microphone, man. Look at them headphones, man. Look at that 8-track, man. What? Use whatever search engine you like to see what an 8-track actually is. Look at that reel-to-reel. And they had these big-ass 70s fucking mixers and shit, man. It was just a cool-ass show, man. And we used to be like, yo, man, we're going to have a radio show one day. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have a radio show, man. We're going to be a radio host, man. Yeah, I want to be a radio personality when I grow up, man. I'm going to have me some 8-tracks. I'm going to have me a reel-to-reel, some headphones, and one of them fly-ass microphones. Many, many moons later, check it out, man. It's your main man, Cybershots. Hey, up in these internet streets doing the broadcast. Now, two characters, Dr. Johnny Fever and Venus Flytrap, they were cool as shit, man. If you ever took the time to watch this show, you would see what I'm talking about, man. I mean, they were kind of like rivals, but they was homies. They was cool and shit, man. And all of the shenanigans that went down during the course of the show, you know what I'm saying? And they both had different styles, but they were kind of the same, you know what I'm saying? Johnny Fever did his thing. Venus Flytrap did his thing. You know, they was all getting at the ladies and everything. And it was just a time before. I mean, TV was jumping, but it wasn't really jumping. You know what I'm saying? I don't even think HBO was out then, or it just came out. You know what I'm saying? HBO just came out. You guys are like, hey, HBO, who watches that? Exactly. That's where we were at. Everything was audio. You know what I'm saying? The DJ had much love, man. If you were a DJ, a radio personality, man, look, listen, it's like being a YouTube content creator with 50 million subscribers. Let's put it that way. So with that being said, let's get back to Johnny Fever, you know what I'm saying? So when Johnny Fever was in there, man, he used to come in there and do his thing. You know, they would, oh, shit, man, what is going on, man? I'm knocking my mic down and everything. Let's keep it moving. See? Shenanigans. I can relate now. But anyway, he'd come in there. He'd be doing his thing, man. You know, he'd come in there all hungover or whatever. And being sometime both of them would be hungover, you know what I'm saying? At this particular point, I really didn't understand what was going on. But, today and well, yeah, I get it, trust me, I get it. But anyway, if you were ever take the time, just, you know, as far as the audio days and the radio days, to take the time to go and check that show out, you know, it's the 70s, of course everything is cheesy, let's just be, you know, come on, man. This, well, shit, have you seen the shit on YouTube? I don't know, my G, it might be a fucking tie. But anyway, all this goofy ass shit on the internet, the fuck you talking about? But anyway, you can go check that out, man, and just check out the shenanigans of being a real radio. Well, it wasn't real, but to me, at that in particular time, the content and energy and the imagination and the character that Dr. Johnny Fever had on that show still lives on today. Now, Venus Flytrap, Johnny Fever, both of them, you know what I'm saying? The energy and the things that they were doing back then. You know what I'm saying? It's coming to, hey, man, he built his catalog. He built his legacy. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure when he was doing WKRP in Cincinnati, he didn't know that he had a bunch of kids sitting on milk crates with a mop stick broken four pieces, pretending like they had a radio station. You know what I'm saying? And look, check it out, man. There's a lot of us kids from that era that used to sit on milk crates and break mop sticks, you know. You know, before we got our two turntables and a microphone, man. Hey, don't get it. Hey. Eventually, we got all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? And check this out. If you have a platform and you're using your voice, what and how will you affect people in the future? You know what I'm saying? I mean, whether it's a little corny beat, cheesy loop or something, you know what I'm saying? For instance.
Hey, yo. What you really gonna check. Do when it's going down? Sight. One. Be around. Bro. Ducks. It's going down. Getting in this.
You know what I'm saying? A little something like that, man. Now, if you'd have told me when I was sitting there on that milk crate with that mop stick, you know what I'm saying? And, of course, I was running shit. I had more milk crates than everybody else. So, therefore, my chair was higher. And I also had the longest part of the broomstick. You know what I'm saying? And with that being said, welcome to WKRP and Cyber Natty, baby, with your host, Cyber Venus Trap. Yeah, man. But that's just crazy, man. You never know where your journey is going to take you in this life. You know what I'm saying? You never know where this journey is going to take you. You never know how your voice can affect someone. You know what I'm saying? Your content, whatever. Nobody's perfect out here. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's perfect out here. We all make mistakes. You know what I'm saying? Everybody takes the L. That's right. Everybody takes the L. And lately, they've been trying to double up on my ass. So I had to two-piece them. Back up. Here's another one. Back up. Oh, hold up. Let me sit down and get my shit together, man. The mail's coming, man. The mail's coming. They was really coming. But, hey, I had to sit down, regroup, and turn them L's into a W. Or at least try to, anyway. But check it out, though, man. Shout out and RIP to Dr. Johnny Fever. That's right, man. And with that being said, what is it that you enjoy doing? What is it that you really enjoy to do? And how will your voice, your content, your character, your personality affect people in the future? You know what I'm saying? Do you use your platform just for shits and giggles? Or are you really building a legacy? Or you just enjoy doing it in vibe? Either way it goes, check it out. You know what? Go ahead and check out a clip of WKRP in Cincinnati. And look at that old-ass equipment. Look at them old-ass microphones. Look at that old-ass two turntables. Look at the fucking, the eight tracks, the big-ass fucking 70 mixers and shit. And ask yourself, when you're doing your podcast, broadcast, live streaming, TikTok, Twitter, Twitch, Periscope, Apps TV, Vimeo, whatever you doing, man, and you're doing it from your phone, hey, I think you have the upper hand. And with that being said, this has just been a real little short shout out to Johnny Fever. That's right. And with that being said, I am out of this beach.
This is your first time listening to me. You can find me on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Stitcher, Radio Public, Overcast, Pocket Cast, iHeartRadio, baby, and almost everywhere podcasts are found. Let's go.
Hey, yo, check it out. If you want to see some of the shenanigans going down behind the scenes, you can also follow me on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Just tag @ShotCyber. You can see some of the YouTube over there. I have two YouTube stations, by the way. Check it out, man. Get in the comment section. Let me know what's up. Hey, you got a podcast? You a podcaster? Hey, man, you got some good energy. I'll promote you. And we gone.